I'm here with Christian Mark Gibbs, who is playing the role of Frank in the piece about Mary Cardwell Dawson, The Passion of Mary Cardwell Dawson. Christian, I'm curious, do you have a theater background or an operatic background, or both?
I have both. Okay. Yes, I did a lot of theater in high school before going to get my vocal performance degree, in which I started to do a lot of opera. I did quite a bit of opera and some musicals sprinkled here and there. Got my master's degree and then ended up doing a musical 2 months after that. So yeah, and it kind of just opened up a whole world of possibilities for me as a vocalist and an artist.
Well, this is a very interesting piece because it is an acting piece. There's dialogue and there is also music. So tell me a little bit about the combination of those things.
Yeah, I love the melding of the two worlds because I get to show forth the acting without music and then pop into music and show that aspect of it. To be able to meld those two worlds it's very special for me in order to be able to do the and there's, you know, there's a few heated scenes within the opera
music
theater piece. Yeah. You know, it's new, actually. You know, it's because most of the time there's plays with music, but the music is played on a speaker or something. But this one, it's play with live music embedded into it. So it's not a musical, but it's also, you know, it has operatic pieces to it. So yeah, it's kind of a nice joining of the two worlds.
It's like I really feel like opera and theater and music theater are all sort of morphing into a new idea of what performance is on the stage.
Yeah, I think so. I especially with the addition of HD, live in HD. Now things are being recorded a lot more, and things are right up on the on the face of a lot of opera singers, and we also have quite a bit of theater directors coming in to direct operas and vice versa. So it's that's starting to be introduced, and there's quite a bit of dance starting to be. I mean, dance has always been a part of opera, but especially in American opera, it was lost for quite a while, but they're starting to reintroduce a lot of those aspects and a lot of modern style, contemporary style dancing into these new operas.
Tell me about your character, Frank. Who is he and how is he important?
Frank, he's a young tenor. He's learning from Mary Cardwell Dawson. He, you know, recently graduated of a college. He is very idealistic in his way, and he wants to prove himself, and he's during the course of the opera, he starts off just saying, you know, let's just go to the hall because, you know, it's raining, or, you know, it's let's just get this thing done. But Mary Cardwell Dawson is saying, no, we have to stick by our morals and values in order to be important. And so there's that dichotomy there of Frank saying, okay, but like, let's just show them what we can do first and then worry about that later. But then, you know, Madame Mary Cardwell Dawson is teaching this young Frank, we can't worry about that later. This is something that that is embedded into our life, and we have to fight for that. And so it's, yeah, Frank does learn quite a bit on the journey to the throughout the opera.
Some of the other roles you've enjoyed performing?
I just did Camelot, and I was understudying Lancelot on Broadway, and that was quite the role to play. I had so much fun doing that. I also did another piece by Carlos Simon at Washington National Opera, and that I loved playing. I got to it was a melding of the world of gospel and opera, and I got to do a little bit of, you know, improvisations within the context of the piece, and so I loved performing that piece at the Kennedy Center.
Tell me more about Carlos Simon's music.
Carlos Simon is, he's getting noticed now, but when I met him and sang his music, he's a silent gem. He was a diamond. And so I remember the first day I heard his orchestration of the opera that we were doing. And within the first five bars, I said, oh, this composer is different. there's feeling and there's a reason for everything that he puts in his music. And just even just the way he wrote the strings and orchestration from the first page of the opera, I said, oh, okay, this is an opera composer and he has a specific sound and way of doing things. And he does other things also, you know, symphonic music, all of that. And I'm a huge fan. Mm-hmm. So I feel very fortunate to be able to do another one of his pieces.
So talk about his music that you fell in love with it within five measures. Is it something as a vocalist that is very singable?
Yeah, well, for me, yeah. So he allows you, he's a composer who allows you to make it your own. Mm-hmm. And so he's very open to saying, hey, are we able to do this? Because I feel like the point would come across a little stronger. And he said, yeah, you know, actually, let me hear it and I'll let you know. You know, he is very hands-on, but he's also allowing the artist to also, he's very collaborative. Mm-hmm. And his orchestration, I believe his orchestration helps with that story, helps bring out the text and helps bring out the moment of what's going on. Because what I was singing on his, you know, I was playing a pastor's son and we were arguing back and forth, and I'm an actor, but it didn't take much to really get into it by the way he wrote the piece. So it was nice to, yeah, he's a gifted composer, and the flow of his operas are, they're very connected. The scenes are connected, as opposed to having, you know, feeling like, oh, I think you composed this scene first and then came back later here. So
what are you hoping Pittsburgh audiences will take away from this production of Mary Cardwell Dawson?
It's interesting because I just heard Terrence Blanchard's Fire Shut Up in My Bones here in Pittsburgh, as well as hearing his pieces at the Met, a couple of pieces at the Met. And, you know, he always says, people ask him, you know, how does it feel to be the first? And his response is, he's, I'm not the first. I was, you know, I just got that chance. I'm on the backs of all these other people. So I would love for Pittsburgh to take away that we've been here. And we've been doing this opera. We've been singing opera. We've been composing opera. You have William Grant Still, whose things were just performing. People are saying, whoa, this sounds great. It sounds as it was written today. And so I want these audiences to take away that there were people fighting and people well-known. She was known by the President of the United States. Mm-hmm. She got to that level of being able to do that and do productions in multiple cities and having that type of influence on the operatic world in American opera while dealing with segregation at the same exact time. And so I want them to understand this story, to dig in a little bit more and say, oh, if this person's here, who else has been fighting? Who else? What other opera singers were well-known in their day and their name may not be spoken now? You know, having Marian Anderson sing at the Met. I'm sure Mary had a hand in having her sing at the Met early. You know, so these are things that I would love the audience to say, what else is there, and go and do some research on their own to find out more about this black opera that we are showing forth here.
Is Frank a real character or an imagined character?
He is an imagined character. Okay. Yeah. It's a dramatization around Mary Cardwell Dawson's actual life experiences. Okay. So there's things sprinkled in, and then there's, you know, it's based around some of the characters are just placed in this dramatization of her story.
Well, Christian, thank you so very much. We look forward to seeing you on stage in The Passion of Mary Cardwell Dawson as Frank.
All right, I'm looking forward to it. I cannot wait.